Texas Border Czar, Special Response Teams Turn Back Thousands of Migrants. By Bob Price on April 20, 2023. Texas Border Czar Mike Banks tweeted a report saying special response units of the Texas Military Department and Department of Public Safety turned back thousands of migrants during the first 2 days of deployment in El Paso. Border Czar Banks tweeted that Governor Greg Abbott ordered the deployment of mobilized special units under Operation Lone Star to El Paso on Sunday. He reported the teams turned back thousands of migrants, cutting illegal entries across President Biden's open border in half. Under Gov Abbott's direction, mobilized specialized units hit the ground running in El Paso on Sunday. In just 2 days, these additional ATX military and ATX DPS units have turned back thousands of illegal immigrants, cutting illegal entries across President Biden's open border in half. pic.twitter.com/CFOBTS. Mike Banks, at Texas Border Czar, April 20, 2023. The Border Czar's comments follow an address by Governor Abbott to the Southwest Border Sheriffs Coalition meeting in McAllen, Texas, on Monday. "We are working on quick response teams that can respond to the challenges we see coming across on the border. We had a telephone meeting last night, where we triggered one of these quick response teams to go to El Paso," the Texas governor told the gathering of border sheriffs. "And they've already conducted operational maneuvers today, even before I arrived here, to make sure that we are responding more aggressively to the huge number of people who tried to enter El Paso illegally." Absent a sudden change in policy by the Biden administration, Governor Abbott indicated the situation along the border is about to get much worse with Title 42 coming to an end next month. A report from DHS predicts as many as 18,000 migrants per day could cross the southwest border with Mexico into the U.S. currently, most of those enter through Texas. Biden's reckless open border policies have made every county in Texas a border county. His ending of Title 42 next month will skyrocket already rising levels of illegal border crossings. Texas continues stepping up our historic border security efforts in Biden's absence. pic.twitter.com/mzltofemjiksk. Greg Abbott, at GregAbbott_TX, April 19, 2023. "Pull out your calculator and do the math. If you were to average that out on a daily basis across an entire year, it would mean more than 6 million people coming across the border in a single year," Abbott explained. 2 years ago, President Biden abandoned our southern border. Without hashtag Operation Lone Star, deadly weapons, drugs, cartel gangs, and all kinds of illegal activity would flow unchecked into our nation. Texas continues to take historic action to secure the border in Biden's absence. pic.twitter.com/of3of3rkjz. Greg Abbott, at GregAbbott_TX, April 20, 2023. "During the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, October 1 through March 31, nearly 650,000 migrants crossed the border from Mexico into the five Texas-based border sectors," Breitbart Texas reported. "This represents more than 60% of the 1.06 million migrants who were apprehended by Border Patrol agents entering the U.S. between ports of entry." Breitbart Texas reached out to the office of the Texas governor for additional information regarding the quick response teams. An immediate response was not available. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.